The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, 27 years ago last night, Michael Jordan dropped his double nickel game on your Knicks at the Garden. You remember that?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. That was 27 years ago? Wow. Yubi Brown was only 90. We love saying this about Yubi.
That's cool.
And Yubi loves hearing it. Nobody loves hearing it.
He does. He does. I just sat with Yubi in Memphis a couple of nights ago. It was great. It was great. We talked about how we were in Memphis and you were in an attic. And Hubie said, I used to sit with him. I said, Hubie, that was 40 years ago. It's over for him.
So what? Thank you that it's over for me. I appreciate that. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the NFL changes overtime in the playoffs. UConn makes its 14th straight Final Four. And Villanova coach Jay Wright joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with Tiger Woods and the tantalizing possibility that he will play in the Masters. There are reports that Tiger planned to play a practice round today at Augusta National to test his body in case he wants to give the Masters a go. Unlike Phil Mickelson, Tiger has not taken himself out of play. Wilbon, you have steadfastly said Tiger will not play the Masters. What do you make of this?
I guess I may have to change my position. And good if I do. I'd love to see it, Tony. It terrifies me on some level. And by the way, unlike Phil Mickelson, everyone wants Tiger at the Masters. They want Tiger at Augusta. There's no conflict of interest and, I'm not sure, and mulling it over. Everybody wants him there. But, Tony, we just went from a few months ago, Tiger saying and other people talking about his inability to walk a golf course. Even 9 holes, he would walk with Charlie, and he did some of that even intermittently because he would use a cart. And so this is like on the border of miraculous if Tiger's able to walk Augusta. You and I have been to Augusta. For the people there, they know. It's not a piece of flat land. This ain't like walking, you know, a course in the Midwest or even St. Andrews, which is as flat as the floor in your kitchen. It's unbelievable, the hills and how difficult it is to walk Augusta National. So, Tony, if it happens, God bless him. I'll believe it when I see it.
So about a week ago, a friend of mine who was plugged into golf texted me that he'd heard Tiger was going to go to Augusta and play 9 to see what would happen. So apparently this has been in the wind for a while. I don't know his physical condition. I'm sort of stunned that he would be able to walk Augusta as opposed to, as you say, St. Andrews at the British Open. I'm told that he's gone to Medalist and walked, and his caddy, Joe LaCava, has walked with him, which sounds like somebody that wants to play. I didn't think this would happen, Mike, but I'd be really happy if it did happen. And people have to remember this. There's no deadline. Tiger doesn't have to tell them tomorrow or Saturday that he's going to play. This isn't the PGA Tour. This isn't the U.S. Open. This is the Masters. And they make whatever rules they want to make. You think they'd be happy having him play? Because I do. I think they'd love to have him play.
Let me ask you something. And I thought about this, too. As much as I would love to see Tiger Woods, I always say, and I've said many times to you, I'm one of those people who rearranged his life because of Tiger Woods. One, to start playing golf and become fanatical and obsessed about it. Two, to lie to people on Saturdays and Sundays for 20 years to say, oh, yo, you know, I got to work. I can't come to your picnic, your fundraiser, your wedding, your funeral. I can't do any of that because I was going to watch Tiger Woods, so I would lie to do whatever I could to watch him. But now, aren't you nervous about this? Don't you worry that he could go out there and be physically unable to shoot 90?
Yes. But let me say this. There's an old saying that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Yep.
If he played 18, I wouldn't care what he shot. I wouldn't care if he left after 18. I'd be so thrilled to see him out there.
Yep.
That's how I feel.
I'm with you. I'd be thrilled, but also nervous, terrified. I mean, watching like this the whole time. Let's move to college basketball and UConn. making its 14th straight Final Four. Gino Auriemma's team was close to eliminating number one seed NC State in overtime until the Wolfpack's Jakia Brown-Turner hit an amazing three out of the corner to push it to a second OT. UConn pulled away, finally behind 27 points from the recently recuperated and amazing Paige Beckers. Tone, UConn is a two seed joining three ones, Stanford, Louisville, South Carolina, in the Final Four. Do you consider Geno and the Huskies closer to a favorite or a long shot?
I think this will surprise you, what I'm going to say. Fortunately, I watched that game. I landed on it with about 5 minutes to go in regulation, and it was either tied or a one-point game, and I said, I'll stick with this. I stuck with it to the end of regulation, the end of the first overtime, and that was an unbelievable shot from the deep right corner, and the end of the game. Okay, I could not take my eyes off that particular game, and I had two questions as the game was unfolding. One was for Gino Auriemma, and that was, did you think about fouling? You're up three at the end of the first overtime. It's late. Did you think about fouling and sending somebody to the line for two? But at least on the last play, the woman in the backcourt is so far back handling the ball that if you run at her, she's going to get the contact and shoot, and she's going to get three. She makes a fabulous pass to the corner, and as you say, there's an amazing shot. The other question I had was for the North Carolina State coach, and it was this. Why aren't you double-teaming Paige Beckers? She's
Paige
killing
Beckers.
You.
Yes.
She scored 15 points in the overtime, 15 out of 27. You can't let her get the ball. You can't let her dribble free. What are you watching? So I got really worked up about that thing. To answer the overarching question, Mike, do I think they're closer to a favorite or something else? South Carolina beat them by 16 in a regular season. Yeah. They're not the favorite. South Carolina is the favorite.
South Carolina and Stanford are better than UConn. Look, now you watched half a game. I watched every possession of that game from the tip. And I have watched more women's college basketball this season than men's college basketball. And so I watched a lot of Iowa. I watched a lot of South Carolina. And I've seen a little bit of Stanford here and there. They're just better than UConn, but it's UConn. And as somebody said after the game, one of the UConn players, you know what I know we got that they don't have? We got Paige Beckers. And it's
that's right. I saw that.
That's what it feels like right now in women's college basketball. You feel like you've got LeBron or you got Kobe or you got Michael Jordan. You got the ace. And so you're not going to count out UConn. But UConn is not, I don't think, Tony, from what I've seen, I don't think UConn's as good as Stanford, the defending champ, or South Carolina. What are they, the champs once removed? I think those two you got to rank ahead.
They get Stanford, and if they beat Stanford, they get South Carolina. The NFL has changed its overtime rule so that each team is now guaranteed one possession in postseason overtime. Had that been in place last season, the Bills would have gotten the ball back against Kansas City after Kansas City's overtime touchdown. Wilbon, are you okay with this change and the fact that it's limited only to postseason games?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Do I need it? No. Do I think it was necessary? No. Do I think it was lazy on the part of the NFL to get pushed around by the influencers who don't want to see defense? And the NFL pretty much legislated defense out of the game over the last 25 years anyway. But am I okay with it? I am. Am I wild about it? Another move to just give quarterbacks the ball and let them go up and down the field and then spend the entire offseason talking about how great they are and how much guaranteed money they should get. When they don't get hit, if you breathe on them too hard, particularly the golden boy, it's 15 yards for you and they'll send you to a penalty box. So am I thrilled about it? No. Am I okay with it? Yeah.
For different reasons, I will echo what you said. I am okay with it. I liked the rule that they had because football is half offense and half defense. And if your defense is on the field at the beginning of the overtime and you let the team go down and score a touchdown, as far as I'm concerned, you deserve to lose. As far as I'm concerned, the nature of football demands equal defense and offense. But if you want to change it, fine. People are going to say, why just in the postseason? And the answer is going to be because we don't want to elongate the games for no reason. My feeling is you got to have the same rule. This is not hockey. Hockey changes from the regular season with a shootout to all you need to get a goal in the playoffs. But theoretically, hockey could go all night. The NFL has said we got one period because we're okay with ties. If it ends in a tie in a regular season, we're okay with ties. And by the way, it's much easier to score because of kickers, much easier to score in football than it is in hockey. So I would make it all the same.
Yeah, all the same. I hear you. I wouldn't object to all the same. But you need something. First of all, you need the extra time, the extra 5 minutes. You need that in the postseason. I want to see a 15. And, of course, it's not going to end in a tie in the postseason, so you play as long as you need to play. But Tony, just, you know, getting rid of defense, I mean, it's 7-on-7. It's a drill. We used to cover a preseason, you and I, when we covered the league, and they have these 7-on-7 skeleton drills. That's what pro football is now. You got one great corner if you can get him. You get one great safety who can't hit anybody. A guy like Ronnie Lott, maybe the greatest safety of all time, would just be shown the door. They would say, Ronnie, we know you're in the Hall of Fame. Just drop your jersey off and you keep walking because we don't want to see you in our game today. That makes me sad. It does. It makes me angry.
All right. Coming up, what does Villanova do now after losing Justin Moore? We're going to ask head coach Jay Wright.
And we're also going to ask him why he's not wearing the most beautiful suits of any coach in the NBA or college, any level. Jay Wright, the best dressed man. You know, what's up? Huh?
You're right. If all these coaches look bad now, and they look bad in pro football too. Go back to wearing suits.
Suits.
Dress like an adult. They don't like adults now.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Villanova plays Kansas on Saturday in the Final Four. We are thrilled to welcome back to this program the coach of the Wildcats, two-time title winner, Jay Wright. Jay, let us start with injuries, because that's going to be the first question you get all week. Justin Moore tore his Achilles. You were not a deep team when you had Justin Moore. As a coach, what do you do now?
Well, we pray for Justin Moore. He's a great kid, man. We're dying for him. But we have been through this during the season. We've had every disease, COVID, foot and mouth, injuries. We had a crazy year. I think we're ready for this because we've been through it so much during the year. We're going to miss Justin immensely, but we have guys that are ready to step up. Caleb Daniels will become a starter now, and we'll use Chris Archidiakono and Brian Antoine off the bench with Trey Patterson.
Another Archidiakono. How cool is that? Kansas coach Bill Self just called Villanova the best program in America the last 6 or 7 years, Jay. You have done this without what most programs would call big stars. So are there other qualities when you're on the road recruiting now at a really interesting time for college programs? What qualities are you looking for that just may be a little bit different from other places?
Just guys that want to become a part of a program and want to be coached. Guys that you know, we explain to them that, you know, this is some of the strengths in your game. Here are some weaknesses that we want to work on, and we want you to be a complete player. If you want to do that, we love you. If you really don't want to come in and work on those things, then this might not be the spot for you. But we get guys that really allow us to coach them.
Well, speaking of coaching, and I don't know that you can coach this, but you lead the nation in free throw shooting at 83%, which seems insane. What is the formula? Is there a secret sauce there? We don't think of that as coaching, but there must be some involved.
one of the secrets is we never talk about it. We never mention the fact whether we make or miss free throws. We've actually missed free throws to win a game, but that's part of the sauce is that you can't ever fear failure as a free throw shooter. You're not going to shoot 100%. So you've got to be prepared that you could miss it, but never fear it. And that's one of the mental aspects. But we have a lot of drills we work on. It's been important to us throughout our tenure at Villanova. Free throw shooting, the technique of shooting has been real important to us.
Do you feel more confident than Jay in late game situations? Do your kids with that 83% hanging around the team? I mean, you go into the last 3 or 4 minutes, it would seem like you've got to feel really great about those situations.
The crazy thing, Mike, about those situations is you can never count on getting to the free throw because you don't control that. The officials control that. You can control whether you make the shot or not, but you can't say we're going to count on this because it's all based on how the officials call the game. So we never count on that. We count on the other things that we can control.
I could be wrong, but I think the last game you were actually 15 for 15 from the line, which is pretty good. But I'll move off that and I'll move to Kansas. Kansas is a number one seed. Kansas knows what it's doing. What particularly concerns you about Kansas, Jack?
A lot of things, Tony, but number one, speed. They play as fast as anybody we've played against. And what's really interesting is they go up and down the floor really fast. There are teams that do that, but I don't think there's any teams that cut and play with the speed in the half court that they do. That's going to be a challenge for us. And it's something we can't simulate in practice.
I'll get you out of here on this. And this is the best question that we got. You're the best dressed guy in basketball. Why did
Number
you
one.
Ditch the suits?
Number
what are you
one.
Doing?
I actually like it this way, man. It's comfortable. The dry cleaning was killing me. You with the nice suit, you're in a huddle. Guys are sweating on top of you. You look at your suit. You have wet sweat marks. Like this is how we coach. This is how we practice. I'm really comfortable that way. I'm getting a lot of grief from our alumni. Even our president loves me to wear suits. I think he's joking with me because he hasn't really demanded I wear a suit yet.
The haberdashers,
I'm just telling you this,
Philly, are upset. Oh my goodness.
Wilbon spends about $50,000 every few months on clothes, thinks you're great as a dresser.
The best.
And you're
he's
killing it by wearing sweatsuits.
Number one.
Thank you for joining
Jay's
us,
number one.
Though. Thank you.
Great to be with you guys.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Saints move Taysom Hill out of the quarterback rotation. What now?
And how are the Grizzles now 18-2 without Ja? 18-2.
So,
Are you
would say
me?
Jay's the best dressed guy in basketball, right?
Jay
He's
is
the best dressed
he's,
guy.
He is taking over the mantle from Pat Riley. Larry Brown was in there for a little while. There were a few people
and
for
Chuck
a
Daly.
Moment.
Chuck Daly was a great dresser.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 31st birthday, Derek Carr. The Raiders quarterback is now reunited with his college roommate at Fresno State, wide receiver Davante Adams. Adams set Mountain West Conference career records of 38 touchdown catches and 223 receptions when Carr was throwing to him. In total, Adams set 14 Mountain West records and 11 Fresno State records with Carr. The two of them will have a new coach this season, Josh McDaniels, who was so successful for so long as offensive coordinator at New England. Carr is coming off a season where he completed 68.4% of his passes for 4,804 yards and led the Raiders, despite all their distractions, to the playoffs.
That was impressive, but don't half the quarterbacks now complete 65% of their passes or more? It's not like it's 1970 when guys are throwing the ball more than 3 yards down the field. Look, he had an impressive season, I'll give you that. But 68.4 means nothing to me anymore. You know, does that mean he was better than Daryl LaMonica? Better than Kenny Stabler when they were completing 55%? No, it doesn't. Just the way the game is played.
4,800 yards, though, is pretty good.
Happy anniversary,
Christian Laettner. On this day 30 years ago in the Spectrum in Philadelphia, Laettner hit arguably the most famous shot in college basketball history. Duke was down by one to Kentucky in the Elite Eight with 2.1 seconds to go. Grant Hill, unguarded on the end line, threw a perfect pass to Laettner at the opposite foul line. Laettner caught it, slid to his right, dribbled once, turned back to the basket, and rose up for a jump shot that won the game for Duke. Laettner was perfect on the night, 10 for 10 from both the field and the foul line. Now, in Mike Krzyzewski's last dance, Duke is back in the Final Four, and Laettner is celebrating Duke's unique shade of blue in beer commercials.
You were there?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite moment as a sports writer in a half century? That?
I was there sitting with Ryan and Lupica. No, I was at the Flutie game also with my feet in the end zone.
Isn't that better than Flutie?
I can't make that. I can't say that. I got him even, Mike. I do.
All right.
Happy to be at both of them. Happy trails, Robert Williams. The Boston Celtics starting center suffered a meniscus tear in his left knee last night in Boston's romp over Minnesota. Williams will miss several weeks at minimum. He has been at the heart of Boston's defensive prowess. The Celtics lead the NBA in defense, and they've won 24 of their last 28 games, and they've moved into first place in the Eastern Conference. Williams is first among 169 players this year who have defended at least 500 shots as the closest defender. He has held opponents under 40% shooting.
And he's the only one in the NBA to do that. And with him healthy and in there, and he's got some time maybe to get back in the second half of the playoffs, the Celtics are the best team in the East, the best. I don't know if they're anywhere near as good as the Suns, who I watched yesterday beat Philly in a great game, but the Celtics are the best in the East with him.
If we could.
Let's do it.
The Grizzlies beat the Warriors last night. Is the headline that the Grizzlies won again or that the Warriors lost again?
Getting worried about the Warriors, Tone. I mean, they finished this road trip 1-4. Draymond, Clay, Steph all out last night. Steph still out. I don't know. Niners coach Kyle Shanahan says there's a scenario in which the team keeps Garoppolo and Trey Lance again. Who would you start?
Well, in that situation, if Lance isn't ready to start, that's the reason you keep Garoppolo. So in this situation, Garoppolo would be the starter, I would think. Heading into today, Cody Bellinger has struck out in 14 of his 19 spring training at-bats. That's got to be cause for concern.
Tone, if it was only spring training, fine. But he hit 165 last year. I know he's disconcerted. NHL battle. Canes at Ning tonight. Who you got?
I got the Lightning. They're home and they're two-time repeat Stanley Cup champs. Last one, Bucks at Sixers tonight. Who you got?
This could be the Eastern Conference Finals preview. I got the Sixers, Tone.